morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show. I am your host, Tim Spencer, and this is Saturday, December 10, 2016. This hour is going to be open lines, folks, caller's choice. Anything you want to talk about, call in and we'll talk about it. And I'll try to burn some airtime, giving a heads up on what's going on in the world today. But please go ahead and call in. And the number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. I'd like to invite everybody to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Got a lot of neat things on there. We've got the flash drives, of course, which make a beautiful Christmas present that I've never heard about anybody complaining about having. They're $59.95, and we've got five or six of them left between now and Christmas to sell. We also have Jim McKinney's water filters you can learn about on the site, and a rural survival community, the very top article on the homepage. Might want to click on that. It might be something you're interested in. If you, after you read the description, you want to get more information, there's a simple little form at the bottom. You just put in your name and your name and telephone number and email address and hit the button, and that's it. And somebody will get back in touch with you, well, probably within 48 hours. Okay. Of course, one of the big news stories today is this big time chill down we're having in North America. It's chilly out there, folks. At least it is here. Somebody wants to call in and tell us how things are going in their neck of the woods, go ahead and call us. Be interesting to hear. My weather forecast shows cold weather for the next 10 days, so we'll see what happens. All right, what else is going on? Catholic priest expected to preach global warming. I haven't read the article, but I don't doubt it somehow. What else? Well, this ought to be interesting. Moscow to destroy Merkel. Take a look at this article. This might be kind of fun. It says Russia has launched a cyber campaign to take down Angela Merkel and promote far-right groups in the upcoming German elections, a U.S. official has claimed. Well, as I read earlier this morning, people making these kind of claims are the same ones that said there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. We know how that went, don't we? Of course, I'm sure everybody's heard about the bombings there in Egypt by the pyramids. Apparently, they didn't take out any tourists, but they got half a dozen cops. And that's a shame. At least Egypt is trying to do something about it, making arrests and getting some of these terrorists off the streets. I hope they're successful. Okay, let's see what's going on over at Zero Hedge. Says a soft coup attempt. Furious Trump slams secret CIA report. Russia helped him win. Oh, and this comes from that very reliable website, Washington Post. I don't think I buy that one a bit. Says non-OPEC nations agree to cut oil production, but many questions remain. Well, folks, unless everybody cuts productions, the price is going to stay down at a reasonable level. Last I saw, oil was at 51.5 for West Texas Intermediate crude. That's going to interpret to about $2 a gallon next month. Fuel not bad. Not as bad as we've seen in the past few years, but it's not bad. We can live with that. This is precious. NBC's fake news king, Brian Williams, launches crusade against, quote, fake news, unquote. Now, folks, remember, this is the guy that got fired about 2 years ago for making up stories, about how he was a big, witness to combat in Iraq, and he's gone on a crusade against fake news. One of the three biggies, NBC, in creating fake news. What a strange world we live in. People are starting to get concerned about some of the people that Trump is appointing to his cabinet and to other administration positions. And I've read a few of these articles, and some of them actually have a valid point. You're getting some of the richest people in America to sit on his cabinet, and the question is being asked, will they be there to benefit the people, or will they be there to benefit themselves? I think that the only way we're going to know is wait and see what happens. Anybody's got an opinion, call in and let me know. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's see. The mainstream media is asking for government bailout by way of censorship. Yeah, they've been doing that for about a month now. So, to get rid of their competition, they want to censor their competition. I think somebody has forgotten about the First Amendment. This could turn ugly. Get up one day and all of a sudden RBN website isn't there. Or my website. Or many of the others that have an alternative view to what mainstream media does. Somehow, I don't think that the next administration will let this go that far. But who knows, folks? Like I said, we got to wait and see what happens. Now, let's talk about the stock market for a minute. Stock market yesterday, I think it was its 13th day of record all-time highs. I don't have a good feeling about this, folks. I know a lot of people do. But I'm not one of them. The farther the stock market goes up without a true reason for it going up other than just exuberant optimism, I think it gives it that much farther to fall. And I think when it does fall, it's going to, you know, really cut into a lot of people's bank accounts, wallets, margins, and all that. To me, it's almost silly how high this market is going with no foundation in fact. Hey, if you want to buy a lease car next year, it might be a lot easier. Record high lease returns set to wreak havoc on used car prices. Hey, that works for me. I don't want another one right now, but when I do, I sure would love it to be $5,000 or $6,000 cheaper. I always buy lease return vehicles because I can always get them for a good price. Got a 2010 Ford Explorer with 22,000 miles on it, $6,000 trade-in on what I considered a $2,000 car and $10,000 from the bank, and it was ours. Paid it off in 3 years. I can live with those kind of deals even if they're cheaper. Okay, let's see what else we got. From Joe Scarborough. This is interesting. Hillary Clinton cost Hillary Clinton the election. Not fake news. Uh-oh. I think he better be job shopping. Not that I disagree with him, but telling the truth is not a good idea always if you want to make money. My old grandfather used to say, Timmy, always tell the truth but ride a fast effing horse. He was right. Okay, what else we got going on? Here's an article I read about 6 o'clock this morning. It was actually very good. This is on Zero Hedge. Global warmongering, play on the word warmongering. What happens if Trump takes U.S. out of the Paris Agreement? This is talking about the, you know, man-made cause, global warming, climate change, whatever. I remember back in the 70s, it was another ice age they were trying to prevent. Anyway, basically what this says is if the United States, you know, pulls out of everything, all these stupid Paris Accord agreements and all that, the carbon dioxide reduction they're aiming for, instead of being 3%, would be 2.8%. In other words, it won't hurt a thing. We all know what kind of a hoax this is anyway. But have you noticed how Al Gore went from driving an old station wagon after he got out of office as vice president, and now he's a multi, I guess he's close to being a billionaire from what I read. very, very rich, all based on this false narrative of climate change. Interesting, interesting. All right, folks, call in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Hope you'll give me a call. I'm going to run out of stuff to talk here about. I know I won't because I never, ever let dead air happen. Okay. Looks like they finally got a peace deal down in Colombia between the FARC and the Colombian government. That was a 50-year revolution. Looks like it might finally be over. We can hope. Hey, we got Rick in Missouri on line 9. Good morning, Rick.
Hello, hello, Tim. I'm back. I wanted to ask about a couple of things. Open line as well. I have seen several people suggest that I think in France, if Marine Le Pen manages to win his election, that he will, in short order, pull away from the euro. Italy will follow that. That apparently will have a catastrophic effect on banks like Deutsche Bank, which has already got one foot on a banana peel and the other in the grave.
Right.
And when that happens, you'll see a derivatives collapse, which is probably what we're all prepping for. That should be the beginning of the real fun. So we'll just have to see. I think, you know, when we talk about times and dates, it gets pretty pretty subjective. But at least with the French election, you can look up the road and see an event that has a time frame connected with it, and you get to watch and try to figure out how you're involved in that. One other thing, and it's disrelated to the politics, probably 30 days ago, I was talking to John Moore and Ann Morrison about pesticides. You mind if I say one word about that?
Go for it.
There are some home pesticides, and if you grab, and I'm going to use the ortho word, if you take any of these large company home pesticides and you look at the toxic ingredient, it's usually much longer than the word Mississippi, and and it's in there, and that's what freaks me out. It's in there in a rate of like 0.01%, and you're like, "This how deadly is this stuff?" I mean, if this is all, and it's 99.9% inert ingredient, and they call it, you're supposed to put that in your house. That's a little spooky. And I called up and I said, "Well, Camicide has for many years made a product that is made entirely of pyrethrin from the pyrethrin flower, which is the chrysanthemum, and it isn't harmful for pets, and it's not harmful for humans, but it is just devastating for bugs." And then I turned around and started to find it, and we never found it. And I talked to a guy who said that they are having an absolute fit laying their hands on pyrethrin, but from Rural King and probably available in other farm stores, there was something called Country Vet, V-E-T, is in veterinarian, and they made a product called CV, as in Country Vet, 80D, which is a pyrethrin-based bug killer, which is for use in things like dairy barns and other things. And I use it all around. I use it all around the house. And if you're going to get into close proximity with the animals and the humans, you're much better off to stay with the pyrethrin-based stuff. And so if you can find the Country Vet line, pyrethrin-based stuff, I think you're going to ultimately be a lot happier.
Well, I absolutely agree with you, Rick. On our animals, we use two things, pyrethrins on the outside and Ivermec on the inside, and that's pretty much all we use.
Ivermec. What's on the inside? What is it?
In other words, for parasites, worms and all. It's called Ivermec.
You feed it to them orally?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Sure. All right. All right. Yeah, that's in, well, and yeah, that would be lovely. And I think that especially when you're around your foodstuffs and your pets, I think these poisons that have names that just go on for miles, that's just you don't know what you're doing there.
Right.
What is your opinion of pink salt?
I don't know that much about it, honestly. I truly don't.
Well, it's sodium nitrite. You know, it's a preservative for meat, essentially. And you'll find it, it's always, if you go to the store-bought beef jerky or store-bought bacon, it's always in there. But there are tons of YouTube videos about how to cure bacon and hams without it. There is another thing, actually, called curing salts, which is still pink, but they have a combination of sodium nitrite and sodium nitrate. And okay. What they say is that so they have the curing salts actually are effective over a much longer period of time, because I think, if I remember correctly, the nitrites are breaking down when they're in combination with meat fat into the nitrate. I think that's the way it was. And okay. But a lot of people suggest that pink salt is just plain bad for you. And, you know, a lot of the older folks, you know, who've been doing hams down in Tennessee and Kentucky for just decades, if not centuries, they don't mess with it. They're just getting by with salt. And I just, maybe if we've got any, what is it called? Charcuterie. Maybe if we've got any people out there who are into curing meat for long-term storage, maybe they could opine on that.
Yeah, that would be very good.
Subject. Yeah, I wouldn't mind hearing about that. It's, you know, storing meat, of course, without the advantage of refrigeration could at some point be a problem. And, you know, protein being as vital as it is, you know, if you're lucky enough to get yourself a dough or something, and you know, and you put that up, you maybe wind up with maybe 100 pounds of meat, maybe 80 to 100 pounds,
somewhere.
Well, how are you going to hang? Well, you need to hang on to it, and you know, I know there are ways, and even in a grid down situation, pressure canning may be a problem. So at that point,
not for
you
us.
Know, curing some of it. Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, what are you going to do?
We have a stove and we got a fireplace, and we know how to build a fire outside.
There you go. There you go.
All you have to do is watch that canner very closely.
Oh, you mean so it doesn't dry out?
Yeah, no. I mean, so it doesn't overpressure or underpressure.
Oh,
it's not like
setting
it on top of a stove when you put it on a fire.
Yeah, because you're talking about the way the heat changes so rapidly.
Correct.
Yeah. That'd be a little more like Dutch oven cooking at that point. You're just going to have to be right there.
Yeah, and also, if it's the right time of year like this, as far as keeping a deer hanging, as long as it's like this, you know, what we have here, what is it, 20 degrees right now? You can hang it and for days, weeks, as long as it doesn't, you know, get up into, you know, low 40s, mid 40s. And then you got to start watching out, but you still got a little bit of time.
Yeah, I would think that would be a much easier thing to do than in the hotter months, or even in, say, southern U.S., where it just tends to be warm regularly.
Right.
Well, anyway, okay, I'm having fun. I'm going to listen on.
Okay, Rick. Well, I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, okay, bye.
All right, folks, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show. Call-in number is 800-313-9443.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show. I am your host, Tim Spencer. Today is Saturday, December 10, 2016, and we go to Patricia in Florida on line 11.
Hello. Good morning. I've been enjoying listening to your show. And
thank you. I wanted
to suggest, yes, I thought you were going to talk about Himalayan salt when you said pink salt. I'd never heard of that before. So I hope other people don't make that
mistake. I didn't know for sure what it was or what it was used for. Himalayan salt, my wife just bought a lamp made out of that, very pretty, but I don't know a whole lot about it. Tell us about it, Patricia.
Well, it's all hand-mined. It's from inside the Himalayan mountains, and it's supposed to be crystalline form, so your body knows how to use it. It's supposed to be the best form of salt there is.
Wow.
It has natural minerals, which make it pinkish. But when I heard you starting to talk about sodium nitrate and nitrite, those are terrible stuff. I wondered if your listeners had heard about pemmican. There's recipes for pemmican easy to make.
Well, so I don't know if they've heard about it, but they can Google it very easily and find the recipes. My wife makes it occasionally.
Oh, yeah. Well, he seemed to, the one I saw seemed to think it was the cat's meow for preserving meats and having it to take with you when you go hunting and such, where you're out and about. So it's just a thought, and
Right.
It's so cold where you are.
Well,
we're cold
you know, this
in Florida,
time of year,
but nothing like
Yeah, well, this time of year here in Missouri, you know, it's fairly easy to preserve meat, really. Now, where are you at in Florida? I'm curious, Patricia. I was born and raised there.
Oh, Sarasota?
Oh, okay. I know where that's at. Been there many times. I grew up over on Merritt Island mostly, you know, right over there by Cocoa.
Yeah.
And that's why
well,
I grew
there's
up
a lot to be said.
All that.
The best part of Florida is you can grow year-round. You can grow everything year-round. That's what I love about it.
Oh, that's very true. Very true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, in fact,
anyway.
You know, yeah, I remember doing lots and lots of garden work, lots of grove work, and at the time I didn't like it too much, but I miss it now.
Well, it's a little too hot in the summer, but it's shorter.
Yeah.
The summer, the heat of the summer is a little shorter than the cold of the winter.
That's true. That's
so
true.
Oh, okay, and I'm interested in...
Go ahead.
I've been in looking around at your survival homestead operation that you're just starting up. I'm real interested in that, and I think it's a great idea. So, for young
I personally know the guy that's in charge of it all. He's a really good, fine man. So if you want information on it, just fill out that little form at the bottom of the page with your name and your email address and your phone number, and they'll be in touch with you fairly quick.
Okay. All right. Well, thank
no
you.
No obligation.
And thanks for you have a great show.
Right.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it.
All right, thank you, Patricia. Next, we go to Tom in Utah on line 3.
I'm hoping that you have an alternative gathering. I've been on a couple of other RBN shows trying to get this information out.
Okay.
But I'm the scientist who was taken to New Orleans after Katrina and identified that poisoning issue in the FEMA trailers, the carbon monoxide and latent formaldehyde. And right now, with this brutal cold weather coming down across the United States, including where you're at, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm really concerned because of the deliberate suppression of information on environmental poisonings. You know, you're discussing this issue with the pesticides, which is kind of down my alley, too. I worked in pathology and veterinary pathology as well. But after Katrina, a sheriff's deputy of the New Orleans area saw my work on the web, and he contacted me and asked me if I would be willing to come down and help them identify the cause of death and melees in those families that were put in the FEMA trailers. And, of course, I told him I'd be honored.
Hey, Tom, hang on just a minute. Okay, hang on just a minute, buddy. We got a 4-minute break. If you could hang on, it'd be greatly appreciated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is the Rural Survival Show. I am your host, Tim Spencer. Today is Saturday, December 10, 2016. Right now, we're visiting with Tom from Utah on line 3. All right, go ahead, Tom, and let's continue talking.
Yeah, what happens, I had a family contact me because the state was attempting to take a child based upon abuse and neglect. And when I got drawn into their case, I was able to identify the cause of the baby's malaise and then ultimately to identify the source. What I found out was that every manufactured and mobile home in America, believe it or not, produced since 1976. Apparently, HUD was given the regulatory power over the entire manufactured and mobile home industry.
Okay.
They forced the manufacturers to violate code, and they arranged to have a breathing air, what's called a blend air or supplemental air intake, mounted on the roof of every manufactured mobile home in America, 3 feet away from the furnace that this whole system is tied to.
Oh.
So what I'd identified was a deliberate act placing every individual that happens to live in a manufactured or mobile home 3 feet away from a toxic exhaust.
Wow. And it begs to question that HUD's reasoning on doing this.
Well, the only thing that makes any sense to me is either absolute stupidity, but that's not possible in the government agency when they review and re-review and re-review and debate and have open debates about issues. So the best I can figure is it was a deliberate attempt to manage the population, which are generally the more poor, humble people.
Right.
And carbon monoxide and formaldehyde are the two environmental poisons that the medical industry, my old industry, has been deliberately manipulated so it doesn't diligently test for them. So,
okay. Now,
I'm really happy
for you, Tom. What is the reason that these mobile homes are sprayed with formaldehyde? I've always been told it's used as a drying agent. Is that the excuse you're given also?
No, formaldehyde is a common solvent used in composite wood production. In other words, plywood, flake board, particle board. Formaldehyde is the primary solvent. You know, if you go to Lowe's or Home Depot and buy a tube of liquid nails, if you read that, you'll find out that formaldehyde is the solvent. Now, formaldehyde will dissipate, in other words, off gas, and pretty soon, as we call it, it's cured. But the New Orleans could not figure, this deputy in the could not figure why people were still being poisoned with formaldehyde, which they'd identified two and three years after the fact. Because, you know, if you do some construction and you use liquid nails or other solvents like contact, the solvents will off gas and they'll dissipate after, you know, several weeks at least, and if not more than a few months. Yet 3 years after the fact, we're going into those FEMA trailers, you know, with the help of the Sierra Club. They're the only ones that came forward when this sheriff was, you know, getting reports of death and injury, including his own wife, almost.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sierra Club came to their rescue and provided the lab work. They were checking for formaldehyde because formaldehyde has a obvious smell. When you climb into a brand new car,
right,
or you get a brand new furniture, that's generally the smell you can smell. They didn't realize
right.
At the same time they were being poisoned with carbon monoxide. That's where I came in and showed them that, but I also explained to them why they were being poisoned with formaldehyde 3 years after the original construction of formaldehyde should have dissipated. The fact is, any time you run a gas, propane fire engine, and combustion, utilizing a carbon-based fuel, you produce two noxious gases. Number one, carbon monoxide.
Right.
Number two is its competitive gas, always presented with it. It's H2CO, that's formaldehyde. So when you're running your cook stove or an oven in a closed kitchen or a closed trailer or a camper, and this is what I'm worried about right now with this weather, you're producing
mm-hmm.
those two toxic gases. And
right.
when you're breathing carbon monoxide, what's really interesting is it will suppress your ability to smell even the formaldehyde. So those two gases always come together out of a combustion process. When I explained to the congressional team down there in New Orleans, then it made sense to them, plus the other victims
mm-hmm.
and families that were there. I said, you've been poisoned with formaldehyde and carbon monoxide. The formaldehyde you had identified because you were looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
That formaldehyde was created because of the Asian-type cooking regime down there where they get up in the morning, turn the stove on in the morning, and they don't turn it off until they go to bed. I said, when
right.
you were now moved into these little FEMA trailers that would produce no-bid contracts, by the way, that's another story,
mm-hmm.
those FEMA trailers were not produced with venting situations, which allow the cooking, you know, if you have a good quality camper or mobile home, you will have a vent fan above your stove.
Correct.
But these didn't. So these people were cooking in a closed box and poisoning themselves over a period of know, time just from right. cooking their food. But I had actually identified the poisoning situation in every single manufactured mobile home produced since 1976. By the way, I have this all up on the website called gassingamerica.com, a.k.a. poisoningreport.com, or even manufactured madness or manufacturedmurder.com. Those are pretty provocative. I want people to remember that. 34 million people in America, of each that we can identify, that live in manufactured homes. And even in the fetters of COVID. And yet none of them have been told. None of them have been told by practitioners about the poisoning that's in their blood, causing death of babies and children and mothers, caregivers, handicapped, veterans, poor elderly folks living in mobile homes or manufactured units. The medical profession, my profession, has been hijacked. And that, I've been working with the Trump team, thankfully, and I said, you need to have a medical professional in charge of HUD. Well, look what happened.
Right.
You need to have a good, honorable medical professional in charge of HHS, because for 40 years of this type of poisoning to have been allowed, you have to have medicine in your pocket. And you have to write the diagnostic protocol so that carbon monoxide and formaldehyde are not diligently tested for. And then instead you can treat the people for heart disease or depression, chronic fatigue, which is all very profitable to the medical industry and their bankers, right? But at the same time, we end up with a population of people that are generally humble or poor, Native Americans included, because a lot of the Native Americans live in trailers out here in the West.
Tell me about it.
We have these, and the Veterans Administration was about to utilize those FEMA trailers to house the homeless vets. When I testified in Washington to the VA, that put a stop to that. But then ultimately, I ended up being invited to the World Health Organization offices there in D.C., and I explained to the leadership of the World Health that the FEMA trailers, that are you ready for this? The Clinton Foundation were trying to dispose of for the Haitians were these same units that were killing children, specifically African-American or black children in New Orleans, when the director of the World Health Organization learned that. She said, well, that stops that. We're not accepting any more of those FEMA trailers for the housing of the victims of the Haitian earthquake. Well, guess who I pissed off?
I could understand how. Exactly.
And the night
what I
after
hear, she's really pissed off now.
The night after I tied before the World Health Organization, they stopped the transporting or the acceptance of those FEMA trailers into Haiti. I was assaulted, and so right now I'm blind. When I shared that information with Orrin Hatch and with Charles Grassley, they said, Tom, you're lucky you didn't end up in Marcy Park.
No joke.
Right.
Well, Tom, we really appreciate your call, but we got callers waiting. This has been fascinating. I invite you to call back anytime.
I'm hoping that the listeners will share with their families and friends who might be living in manufactured mobile homes this issue. And on the website, if they read the remedies I have, they can perform a small mechanical act, even with a garbage bag, and they can save their families or friends from being poisoned by this deliberate critical act, and they can be preserved from injury or death. Again, the website is gassingamerica.com, a.k.a. poisoning the poor, if they want to remember it that way. Or HUD Hell. How's that one for a name?
That's something else. All right, Tom, was greatly appreciated. And I'm going to definitely be visiting your website. And if folks want to hear your information, it is going to be on YouTube tonight. The whole show will be. And just search the Rural Survival Show, and it will be the newest one up there if you want to tell people that they ought to listen to this. All right. Thank you, Tom. Next, we go to Rick in Missouri on line 11. Good morning again, Rick.
Hey. Hello. I'll try to be brief. Formaldehyde, as far as I know, is a mildew killer. When we were working, I was MAP support for the 101st Airborne. We were at Hill Air Force Base for a couple weeks working. They had one of the two really large MAP supplies. They will take these large metal bins. They are open like a big basket, but they're like 4 feet square and 4 feet tall, and they stack paper maps, flatten those, and you're talking about between 2,000 and 4,000 pounds of maps. Mildew is a tremendous problem when you do something like that. So they soak these maps in formaldehyde and then they stack them. I can tell you, I don't know what formaldehyde does, but it will kill you. And the further back into this warehouse you would get, it felt like you were being maced. You couldn't even keep your eyes open, and tears would be dripping off your chin. I'm just sure that all the civil service workers that were the regular employees in that MAP supply place are long since pushing up daisies. But one thing I wanted to bring up, oh, man, I don't know how they couldn't be. Pink salt and Himalayan salt, that nice lady in Florida brought up something that gave me shivers when I thought about it. I watched YouTube on a professional meat chef who was making his own curing salt. He was ordering pure sodium nitrite, which is insanely poisonous. I mean insanely poisonous.
Right.
And he was making his own curing salt. But the reason that curing salt is pink, and the slang name is pink salt, which has absolutely nothing to do with pink Himalayan sea salt. These two things couldn't be more different. One is good for you, one's bad for you. The reason that they dye this stuff pink is so that when you're curing your meat, you're going to use that in a certain recipe per pound, mixing with regular salt and brown sugar, that which you are curing by the pound. And your pink salt is highly diluted at that point. Your curing salts are already pre-made as a concentrate. So pure sodium nitrite is a concentrate that they're using to make a concentrate. So I cannot even begin to tell you how disappointed I would be if somebody tries to order off the internet sodium nitrite. Don't do it. Just if you're going to use curing salts, just order the pre-made, professionally made curing salt, and stick with that. Don't try to make your own. It's just too doggone dangerous, and I don't know why you would want to do it. And pink Himalayan sea salt, of course, is great stuff for you. It's got all the missing micronutrients that used to be in the soil that are no longer there, and we now use it as regular table salt. I couldn't be happier with it. It tastes much better than Morton salt. And so anyway, I just thought I wanted to clarify.
Excellent.
I don't want anybody out there eating any sodium.
There's nobody else waiting. I thought there was.
Oh, yeah.
I
had shivered. Yeah, when I heard the woman mention, and they are both pink, and I think we're going to have to think real carefully about that in a prepper situation, because the fact is I do store pink salt, curing salt, in case I ever really need it. I would try to avoid using it because I don't do well with nitrites anyway. But we also store Himalayan sea salt, pink Himalayan sea salt, and I also have a Himalayan sea salt lamp, which is good stuff. It's a wonderful thing. But the two things have nothing to do with each other, nothing at all. And it would be foursquare in favor of anybody who is a proponent of curing with just plain, well, normally it's going to be kosher salt. You're not going to use, in curing of meat, you're not going to use iodized salt. So you're going to use non-iodized salts or kosher salt, which is also, you know, a non-iodized salt. You can, you know, that is what, that generally in combination with brown sugar and peppercorns. So anybody, though, who is a big proponent of curing without the use of curing salts or pink curing salts, you know, if anybody has anything to say about that, I'd be dying to hear about it.
Yeah, me too, Rick, actually. But right now we don't have anybody else on the line.
Well, I'll be they'll probably call in next time you've got an open line or something. But in the meantime, I think I'm going to do some YouTubes that come out of the University, I think, of Kentucky, and they're doing a lot of ham storage. And I remember the recipes. I remember hearing them several times. I don't remember them ever saying anything about curing salt. I will have a look into that and see if I can dig up something interesting. If nothing else, I'll call their ag department. Those people are normally really kind about sharing 5 minutes of their time with you if it's in a learning modality. Well, nice show, Tim.
All right, thank you, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. We are back. This is the Rural Survival Show. I am your host, Tim Spencer. Today is Saturday, December 10th, 2016. We've got time for one more call, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Once again, I'd like to invite everybody to visit ruralsurvival.info. We've got literally hundreds of free downloads, hundreds of articles written on everything from politics to various prepping and survival subjects. You could spend a week on here probably and not get bored. Also, at the very top of the page, Introduction to Community Survival Facility. Take a look at that. You might be interested in it. It's not for everybody, but for people that want a place to bug out to in an emergency and want to live in an urban or suburban area until the last minute, this just might be for you. We also have on the page, top right of every page, there's a little picture of a black and red flash drive. If you want to start your digital or start a survival library, we call it the Digital Survival Library, has over 1,570 different documents on it. Makes a great gift for Christmas. Buy one for yourself and one to give away. But anyway, click on that. It tells you everything. There's an index, 52 pages of what's on there. You just might be interested in this. Also, right below that, there's a picture of a couple water filters. My friend, Professor Jim McCanny, designs these, and is supposed to be some of the best water filters in the world. Might be worth checking out. And let's see what else. Also, at the very bottom of the page, there's a picture with a sword. It says, "What would Muhammad do?" This is a, I believe it's a 10-volume set. I want to say it's a 10-volume set of DVDs. Very well done, professionally made, voice actors, good graphics, and it tells the truth about Islamic terrorism. I think the whole entire collection is only $35, so you can't go wrong on the price. So if you click on that link, it'll tell you everything about it, and you even get to watch the first episode free. So you might be interested in doing that. All right, folks, we're almost out of time. Let me see what else we're going to cover real quick. Most of the U.S. and Canada is going to have super cold weather, folks. Be prepared. Get your firewood up if you haven't already. Be ready in case the electric goes down, you run out of fuel or gas or whatever. Be ready to have a plan is what I'm saying. Think about it. Check the weather. Wish you were in Florida right now type thing. But, that's what we're doing today. As soon as I get off the air, I'm going to go start helping move firewood just in case. Okay. Anyway, folks, also want to invite you to visit republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. There's a list of archives and information about all the shows. And just a good source of information generally. I go there daily just to see what's new. That and make sure I still got a job. Just kidding. But anyway, that's a good place to visit. They always got nice, good, informative information up there. All right. Let's see what else we got going. Actually, that's it. But anyway, I want to wish everybody a good weekend. We will not have a show on December 24th or the 31st. The shows will be pre-recorded. See you again next week, folks. Same time, same channel. Have a good day.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
be traveling.